It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what we want to talk about on this episode of Opinions Matter is something that happened to our Katie, which she is going to explain, and she is going to tell you how outraged she is at something that happened to her and her child, her daughter in particular. Yesterday or the day before, the weekend, is that right?
Yeah, no, it was yesterday. I left here, went home, said I'm going to take my kids out to the park because it wasn't raining. They both have coughs. I was like, get them wrapped up, get them out, get some fresh air. So we went down to, my mum and dad live in Castle Knock. So we went down to the Millennium, because I was going to go down to my parents. So we went down to the Millennium Park in Blanchardstown.
I know, Chip.
And nice playground there, to be fair. The kids like it. I mean, the park itself is a bit of a dump, but it's grand. It works. But anyway, myself and my son and my daughter went for a walk, and they were playing with a ball. Now, this wasn't in the actual playground part. It was out to more... Anyone who knows Millennium Park will know that there's the playground is down the other side towards Coolmine, and then you've the kind of park towards the centre. So we were down more towards the side of the shopping centre, and the kids were playing away, and all of a sudden this dog, I don't know what the breed is. What are those breeds that they're like the farm dogs, but it was big, black and white.
A collie?
I don't know if it was a collie, but it was a big enough dog.
Right, a collie or hardly a husky.
Oh, maybe it was that one. Maybe it was a husky.
Well, the husky's more grey. But anyway, go on. It's a big dog.
No, it was a brown and whatever. Anyway, so it came over to my daughter. My daughter, she's already actually quite nervous with dogs. And he started jumping up and down on her. And she obviously started screamed. So I was a little bit away from her because I was kind of standing watching herself and Ty playing ball. I had my hands full of crap because they'd been handing me stuff like sticks, and then I had their coats and everything. I was holding another ball and I just dropped everything. Then she was screaming, and all I could think when I ran, my heart was like her face.
I
couldn't feel my legs. I thought the dog was going to maul her face. I was like, you've met my daughter. She is tiny.
Yeah, she's tiny. Yeah.
For a five-year-old, she's tiny little features, tiny. She's just so small. You wouldn't even think she's five. She's like a doll. And this
in this playground, or this park, you weren't in the playground section, you were in the park, a dog, are we talking Alsatian size? Are we talking German Shepherd size dog?
It wouldn't have been far off. Yeah.
Okay, big enough dog.
So when he stood up or jumped up against her, the dog was actually bigger than her. And she was screaming, "Mommy, mommy, mommy," screaming. And I legged it over, and I basically said to those two people walking together, and a woman and a man, and I said, you know, what the fuck? You're supposed to have your dog on a lead. And they got a bit smart. I'm going to call them Scanger 1 and Scanger 2 for the purpose of this conversation.
Right, no, they're dog owners.
No, they were a pair of Scangers because as soon as I said to them, I was like, lad, seriously, you're out in public, you put your dog on a lead. It's not fair on people.
And what did they say?
So the girl was starting getting mouthy. Oh, he's not going to bite you. Would you stop? So I said, sorry, what? Your dog isn't going to bite. Oh, he's friendly. He just wants to play, which is our child. Whatever, right? I said, sorry, first of all, I don't know your dog. Second of all, my child doesn't know your dog. And third of all, I don't care how friendly or what your dog's intentions are to have a play or whatever. Your dog has no business being up in my child's face. And she was basically telling me that I was overreacting, blah, blah, blah. Now, my child was standing there hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And they couldn't get it into their thick skulls because in their mind, well, I know my dog. My dog isn't going to bite. So,
But in fairness, this lady or whoever they were, they do know their dog better than you do.
But that doesn't matter. Why should I have to?
The next bit of the story is the bit that it's just so.
Oh,
such
sorry.
An
when I ran over, when I ran over first, and the dog wouldn't get away from my child, and I thought that the dog was going to bite her face off. I went to kick the dog away.
You didn't think the dog was going? Was the dog growling? No, the dog was probably.
He was all over.
He was probably licking her to death.
It doesn't matter. All I heard was my child screaming. So I'm sorry, but about your dog.
So sorry, you went over and you kicked the dog.
I went to kick him away. Yeah. I don't care.
Did you kick the dog?
I moved him with my leg, yeah.
You kicked the dog?
I didn't boot it right up the hole, but yeah, I tipped it away with my leg, yeah.
Now, if anything that's going to set the dog off and get him growling is it?
I didn't know at that point. I don't know this dog. Dogs are unpredictable. Animals are unpredictable. All I could see was a big animal tearing over and jumping all over my terrified 5-year-old who was half the size of the dog.
Okay, you went over and you kicked the dog away. Then you threatened to call the guards, and then the owners threatened to call the guards because you'd kicked their dog.
No, they
didn't. Do you understand?
She didn't threaten to call the guards because she knew that you're not supposed to. I think the law, I actually have to look this up, but
no, the law is that you have your dog on a lead.
Yes. So Scanger 1 and Scanger 2 started to get defensive, and I'd say she was a bit mouthier than he was, but I was like, I said what, I'm going to be honest, I said what the fuck, I said my 5-year-old is screaming, can you not keep your dog on a lead, I said it's not even about the law, I said it's basic manners, do you lack those? And she's like, oh, he wasn't going to bite you, she only wants to play. I was like, well, take her to play somewhere else and play in your own back garden, or put her on a lead and play with her. And basically I basically said, you know, have some manners, have some respect as other people using this park. And I think I might have called one of them a dickhead before I left. But that's, by the way, I think I called him because he started mounting as well. But basically, yeah, that's what happened. And my daughter was still hysterical.
But again, I'm trying to understand why your daughter was hysterical. The dog didn't bite her. The dog didn't growl at her.
It doesn't matter.
And am I right? The dog didn't growl.
But I didn't hear it. But I was standing away when the dog first. Cause I was standing there watching them, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bolts over, and this dog bolted out of nowhere, and it came with intention. So I was like, "Oh, here," dropped everything, I legged it over, and my daughter was absolutely now when I say hysterical, she was absolutely screaming. It took me a good 15, 20 minutes to even get her. Do you know when your child cries so much that they're actually like. She couldn't even catch her breath for about 10 minutes.
But again, I want to just clarify, this dog did not growl at your child.
It doesn't matter.
This dog wasn't doing anything threatening towards your child. This dog was probably just licking your child to death, yeah?
But it doesn't matter. This dog should have been on a lead. My daughter shouldn't, sorry, well, the law isn't put your kids on leads, even though some of you might think that should be the law, and well, the dogs roam free. The law is that dogs should be on leads. People should be able to go out. Kids should be. What about if it was an older person and the dog went over and it was an older person? The law is that your dog needs to be in control or controlled, under control.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have your dog under control, you're breaking the law. And not only take the law out of it, but what asshole goes to a park and thinks it's okay to let your dog get up on everybody else's shit? And then the beauty of it, this was the best part, to actually then blame you for your reaction when you get pissed off about it. Like, beggars believe. When she started getting defensive and telling me I was overreacting, I genuinely was like, this has to be a joke. I was like, there has to be a hidden camera here somewhere. This person's ripping the piss out of me.
Our number is 0858252626. You want to see, the bottom line is from this conversation, you want to see more severe punishment for dog owners, yes, who are walking with their dogs, yes, off a lead.
Look, your dog might be the nicest dog in the world and the friendliest dog in the world. I love dogs. I'm a dog lover. I'm a dog owner myself. But my point is that no dog should be off a lead in a public place, regardless of how friendly you think your dog is or you claim to know your dog is. It's not fair on other people. It's just the height of ignorance. Like, what is the situation if you're caught? Is there a fine?
There supposedly is, but I've never known anybody to be ever fined ever for having their dog off a lead. Never. I've never heard of it. If it ever happened, I'd like to hear somebody telling me that it actually happened, but I've never heard of it.
My point is that I should be able to, and other parents should be able to take kids out, small kids out, without that happening, without having to take your child away and basically sit in the park.
Okay, so what is your attitude? So say, for example, if I go for a walk with my dog this evening and my dog is very well trained and it stays right beside me, doesn't go wandering off, and I take my dog for a walk without a lead, what do you think?
I think take it to a designated place or take it somewhere where there's nobody from public.
No, but my dog doesn't run away.
Doesn't matter.
It stays beside
doesn't
me.
Matter.
What do you want to
if
see being done?
If you're out in somewhere...
What do you want to see being done to me if I take Molly out for a walk this evening and she walks right beside me?
I want to see you
away.
Having enough manners and respect to keep your dog on a lead in a public place.
Do you want me prosecuted?
If your dog cannot be kept under control like this dog, yeah, I do think someone should be prosecuted.
Well, no, you either want people prosecuted for dogs not being on the lead or not.
I think they should have fines on the spot for people who don't have their dogs on leads. Yeah, 100%. I'm sorry, I think if it has to be all or nothing, then unfortunately the bad dog owners who can't keep their dogs under control are going to ruin it for the good dog owners who actually have trained their dogs to have good recall or whatever. I think there needs to be an all over strict enforcement here, because my kid and any kid should be able to go and play without being petrified like that. Like, I had to literally sit with her. Her face was red. Her eyes were red. They were sore from crying. She was inconsolable. Like that.
But again,
bullshit.
I want to clarify, this dog did no harm to your child.
But that's not the point. Nobody should have to be terrified like that. Even if the dog was just jumping on her to play, she's 5 years old. She's a baby. She didn't know that. The dog was bigger than her.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to give your opinion on this. Let's kick off with Ross.
How's it going, lads? Sorry, I'm in work there today, so I can't come on. But as a dog owner myself, I completely agree with Katie. 100%. Shame on that man. Doesn't matter if your dog is friendly or not. My dog's friendly. One of the friendliest dogs you'll ever meet, Jack Russell. But I would not take any chances of him going up to any children or in a public park off lead. All it takes is the child to pull at the dog's ear or do something to the dog to annoy him, and then the child is getting bitten by the dog, and then you're getting your dog put down. So shame on that owner. There's parks to bring your dog. There is dog parks to bring your dog to have your dog off lead. Not public parks. That's not the place. Or beaches. Just have a bit of fucking respect for everybody else and put your dogs on fucking leads.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hiya.
Well, Jessica, what's your opinion on this? Katie basically wants the law to come down like a ton of bricks on anybody who brings any dog.
I say good woman.
Regardless of what the dog does, she wants people prosecuted if they don't
regardless of the breed, regardless of the person, I don't give a shit. Good woman, Katie, protecting your child. Mm. And the cheek of you, Adrian, to actually give her shit for that.
All I said was this, and again, I want to clarify, it's very important to clarify this, this dog did not growl at your child, this dog did not bite your child.
Doesn't matter, you don't know what could have happened.
This dog was not in any way threatening towards your child, is that right, Katie? Am I saying something out of turn?
Doesn't matter, something could have happened, you don't know.
People are going mad here over me going to kick the dog away. I'm sorry, I had to use something, I couldn't use my hands because he was jumping everywhere, and if he bit my hands, like, I'd rather he bite my
hands. But he wasn't biting anybody.
I didn't know that.
You would know.
You don't know.
Sorry, Casey. You would know a dog is about to bite if it starts growling. This dog wasn't.
The tail wasn't wagging. This was a dog.
If Katie's daughter was afraid, the dog will sense that and the dog will get agitated. And what's going to happen? Katie's daughter is going to get the punishment for it. So how the fuck is that okay?
So do you believe that anybody who walks anywhere
if you can't follow the basic rule of keeping it on a lead, no, you don't deserve the dog. No. And you're a fucking idiot.
Okay, now you know, and I know, that countless dog owners regularly take their dogs for walks in public areas without a lead because their dog is a well-trained and well-behaved dog.
They're so well-behaved. They're my best friend. They won't hurt a fly. Don't care. It doesn't matter how hard you train them or how good you have them trained. Dog is an animal. They're unpredictable. You don't know.
Disrespectful. But wasn't there a story, was it last year before, the awful story where the two dogs turned on the dog owner who adored the dogs, treated, what was her name, was it Nicola or Nicole?
This is the story of the XL bullies attacking this owner.
And this woman adored her dogs. They were like her babies. They were the most loved and well looked after dogs ever. And those dogs, what, in a split second turned on her. Yeah. You don't know what a dog or an animal is going to do. So when I see an animal all over my child and my child is in tears, inconsolable, screaming, like, and I'm not talking about shouting, mammy, mammy. This was it. Do you know when a high-pitched, terrified scream? I've never heard anything like it. Like, piercing. I wasn't going to take any chances.
Okay,
you're actually getting shamed for protecting your child, Katie.
No, nobody's shaming.
I should have tanked Scanger 1 and Scanger 2. And their Scanger dog.
No, I'm not. All I'm trying to point out
is... what I would have done, Katie? I would have whipped the leash from out of her pocket because she definitely has a chance to have one. I'd take it and I fucking wrap it around her neck, see how she likes it. Right, if I can't put your dog on a leash, I'll probably put you on a leash. I'd be like that.
Okay, Katie, give me one word to describe people who, and this happens every single day, who take their dog for a walk without a lead, or they don't put the lead on the dog because their dog is, generally speaking, very well behaved and doesn't go running off.
One word. Oh, God, can I say it on air? It rhymes with anchors.
Anchors.
It rhymes with anchors. With a W. Yes. I don't like using bad language on air. But that was what I would, that's what I would call them.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody who's listening to us right now who is planning to go out for a walk with the dog later on and they'll
selfish
take the dog out.
Arseholes.
Selfish arseholes. Wankers.
Like dogs. Some people are terrified of dogs. Some people have traumas where they may have been attacked by dogs. So, like, have some respect for the... These rules are in place for a reason. These laws are in place for a reason. Nobody's saying don't bring your dog out. Bring your dog out. Go running with your dog. Go legging it on the lead with your dog. Just keep your dog on a lead. It's basic manners. Anybody who thinks they're above doing that, I'm sorry, but you're a selfish arsehole.
Stay there for 1 second, Jessica. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to us right now with your opinion. Where am I going now? I'm going to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Adrian, how are you? Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Sean. What did you want to say on this? Katie believes you're a complete and utter wanker if you ever take your dog out without a lead.
Katie's overreacting on this, I think, to be quite honest with you now.
Have you got kids?
I have a 5-year-old and I have dogs, and I walk my dog every day in a park off a lead, and he's not vicious. And even with you kicking the dog yesterday, if the dog come over to you, did the dog have a collar on his neck?
I think so. I can't remember. It all happened very fast.
And why didn't you just grab him by the collar and pull him away? He wasn't vicious.
I didn't boot the dog. I tried to move him away with my leg. It was basic instinct to protect my kids.
So either you kicked the dog or you pushed him with your leg. One or the other. Which one was it?
I moved him out of the way with my leg. Well, I tried to. So he was a big dog.
But why didn't you just grab him by the collar and push him away from your kid?
Have you seen a big dog go 90 jumping around? How hard that is to grab? And
I see it every day in the park. Yeah,
but I also didn't know.
Obviously, your kid is terrified of dogs, and that's okay. But are you any sort of animal owner? You have cats around.
Yes, I have.
So
a kitten.
If your cat was walking on my back wall, it's all right for me to go and hit him with a shovel across the head because I'm terrified of cats.
If my cat was up in your child's face, terrifying your child, then I would say it's probably okay for you to get rid of my cat.
If he's up in your face, I don't understand if he was up scraping a boy, but he's probably licking him.
But he wasn't licking her.
Katie, was he being in any way threatening to your daughter?
He was threatening her.
Was he growling? Was he growling?
The bottom line is he was in her personal space and she was terrified.
Katie, can I ask you, did you ever have a dog in your life, you or your partner?
Yes, I have a dog.
Yes. So you know how dogs react. When they see kids, they get excited. You should know straight away if you had a dog in your life before, you know straight away by their body language if they're vicious or if they're not vicious. If the tail's wagging, they're not vicious.
The tail wasn't wagging. And when I went over...
You remember an awful lot, but you don't remember if you kicked him or pushed him with your leg.
I pushed him out of the way with my leg. I didn't go over and give him a boot up the hole, if that's what you mean.
Do you seriously think because this accident happened to you yesterday that all dog owners should have a dog on their lead?
I think there should be a general rule that people have their dogs on their leads.
We already have fucking great dogs that have to put muzzles on the walk around, and half of them dogs that have muzzles on are not even fucking dangerous. But because of people like you jumping the gun, now have to put a fucking lead on the dog walking to the park.
So, Sean, in your head, then you think dogs should be able to just have free run of the place and terrify kids? You think that it's okay?
Wouldn't you go into the playground with your kids?
Do you know what? You've changed my mind, Sean.
See, no, you don't like when people
I want to take this moment to formally and publicly apologise. I will issue a statement later to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Oh, shut up, stop being so smart. The fact of the matter is that Sean believes that you're overreacting because at no point was this dog a threat to your daughter.
He has to be ripping the piss. I'm sorry, you have to be joking.
I honestly think you're just putting this out on your podcast today because of how the owners of the dog react to you, because I don't think if this was just a novel dog, a stray dog, and you ran him away, you wouldn't be so opinionated about it. It's just the fact that the owner of the dog answered you back and gave out you.
No, it's nothing about the owners. I was livid before they opened their mouths. The point is that my child was out playing in the park with her brother. She should not have to be. It should not be taken that it's okay with a dog.
We as a dog owner should be allowed to let our dogs run around and burn off some energy in the park.
Take them to a dog park.
When you come away to the dog park in Dublin, there's only one in Albert College and it's fucking tiny. It fit four dogs into it.
There's a lot of
you
putting
your kids
in. Sorry for you.
Why you put your kids in the back to get
break
here?
Sean, I'll put a leash on my freaking kids, okay?
You bring your kids down to the park and are going with a cough and flu in anyway.
Sean, let me ask you.
We're getting into parenting, actually, Sean. Fresh air for choked up Sean. Is good for
fresh
kids.
Air. Why they're putting all the germs on the kids' toy out in the park.
Sean.
I know that kids
Sean,
are
Sean,
getting
Sean,
sick.
You're digressing now and you're not making any sense. We're
I'm not.
Football
but, you're asking for new laws to be brought in because people, everyone has to walk their
I'm
dog
not
on the lead.
For
I
new
don't
laws.
Walk.
Well,
I have one dog 15 years and I never walk them on the lead.
Okay, Sean, firstly, it actually is the law that you have your dog under effective control on the lead.
There's a lot of laws out there that are broken. We know it's a law that you're meant to have a dog, but you go to every park and every beach and people don't obey by the law because they know they can control their dogs. I wouldn't believe that man and that woman that had the dog in the park yesterday. They know that their dog's probably in that park 7 days a week and there's never been a problem. He runs over to other kids and sniffs them. Yes, unfortunately, Kate's daughter is terrified of dogs.
Hang on, Sean. Let's go back. So in a situation like that where my daughter is terrified of dogs, or there could be anybody, adults, elderly people, anybody, or other dogs, by the way, but let's keep in mind there's other dogs in parks that are actually on leads and that I've seen other dogs being approached by dogs off lead, and that's horrible because you have one responsible dog owner there and a muppet who thinks it's okay to let Patch run around as much as he wants. In a situation like the one we were in where my daughter was jumped all over, you actually don't see a problem with that at all, period.
No, if the dog was being vicious, I would. But if he's just jumping up and trying to be friendly, we are
I can't stop reiterating this point. This dog was not aggressive or vicious or nasty or threatening towards
like
your
Kate
dog.
Kate was a bit more aggressive than the dog, if you ask me.
You better believe I was annoyed, Sean. You better believe it. Hang on, no.
So should we put a muzzle on you when you get like that?
Maybe we should put a muzzle. Put a lead on my kids, Sean.
That's another one for another
okay.
day.
Sean,
wear a muzzle.
Sean, let me ask you then. You bring your dog out for a walk very regularly without a lead on it. Is that because you...
I have him on a lead walking around the streets, but when I go into an open park, I let him off the lead to stretch the legs and burst energy.
Sean, you said there about if the dog was being vicious, you'd understand. Now, a five-year-old can't, and me at a distance can't.
But you're the owner. That's what I'm saying. As a dog owner, you'd know.
Sorry, I'm speaking on behalf of my daughter who's terrified, right? A child who cannot see if a dog is being... A child who's already nervous around dogs, who cannot understand if
Why is she nervous around dogs?
She's just
interest.
Never really liked it. She's never had any incidents. We have a dog. My mom and dad have a dog. We actually have a kitten. I got the kitten so that to kind of... She just doesn't... She's very nervous with them. But the point is that why should it be okay for her space to be invaded because the dog is just being friendly?
Yeah, but why should we should have to put a dog a lead on a dog to regard the point for what? And it's the law, but it's also the law for you to make sure you're watching your kids. And because if I'm in a park and I see a kid, I'm gonna wet my dog on a lead. And I'd like to ask you another question. If this dog came over to you yesterday and started licking your daughter's face and your daughter was so happy and asked you to get a dog, would you have this reaction today? I don't think so, my love.
My reaction today is because my daughter was left in a position... these dog owners left my daughter in a position where she could be petrified like that. If the dog was licking my daughter's face and my daughter was...
Your daughter was already terrified of dogs before this incident you told me, yeah?
Yeah.
My
daughter
this.
Is nervous. You're really not getting this, pal, are you? Anybody should be able to go to the park and have a walk or play with their kids without someone else's dogs coming up getting in their personal space. If you want to bring your dog to the park, Sean, absolutely do. You want to run around with your dog, run around with him. Keep him on the lead out of respect for everybody else. Be a decent human being, not a moron.
I wouldn't want to. I know my dog's not vicious, so I'm happy to put my dog off the lead let him run around the park. If a parent comes over to me and asks me, sorry, my daughter's terrified of dogs, can you put the dog on the lead? No problem, I would do that. there's no problem there.
Okay.
But I'm not going to walk into a park and say, oh, here's three kids.
Okay, but the bottom line is, Sean, you know your dog, because you trust your dog, you frequently walk your dog without a lead. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's like every dog owner, Jeremy or Adrian, everyone. Like, okay. If I thought my dog was vicious, I wouldn't be letting him off the lead.
Sean, the amount of dog owners here.
If he goes and bites a kid, who gets the punishment? Me.
Sean, the amount of dog owners here who own two or three big dogs, and they're all saying the same thing. There is no way. And these are absolute dog lovers, and they're saying, I know my dog better than anyone. My dog would never bite. ... But I would never let them off a lead and run around public. Every single dog owner.
I think you're one of these dog owners that's happy to let his dog off the lead.
Yeah, because you're selfish.
And I'm happy because I know he's not going to bite no kids.
No, you don't know
and
that.
Said, if that
How
situation
can you know
happens,
that?
Because
can you
I have
read
the dog
your dog's
14
mind?
Fucking years,
oh, okay,
my dog,
okay.
And he's been around kids for years.
Can you read your dog's mind?
Can I read my dog's mind?
Yeah, are you the dog whisperer, Sean?
No, I was like, if you listen to me.
Sean, stay there for a second. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in this opinion from Emma.
I think you're all missing the point here. The dog was off a lead in a public park where it shouldn't be off the lead. Didn't have to be aggressive. What if the dog jumped on the five-year-old? She falls back, hits her head off a stone, a rock, something like that. It could be friendly playing. But he's still knocking over a child. And the child also mightn't be physically hurt, but mentally now that could affect the child going forward with dogs. So she could be scared of dogs now for the rest of her life. It's nothing to do with the fact that the dog was aggressive. Irresponsible owners. Like, I have a big dog, big boxer. I trust him actually more with kids than I trust him with dogs. And I still would not let him go off playing and running in a field. I'd bring him up to, like, I don't know, an empty field or a dog park, something like that, and let him run. And I always, always have a tennis ball in my pocket just in case I ever need to get him back real quickly, because he'll come back for a tennis ball before anything. But it's just irresponsible owners, and it's nothing to do with being aggressive or not. And like Katie just said about the story about the two bulldogs also last week, I think it was last week in Carlow, another lady in her 50s got attacked and left in critical condition by her own dog. So you just can't trust them. And you know, I work with dogs, I'm a dog groomer. I work with dogs all day, every day, 7 days a week nearly, and you cannot trust any of them.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Dog owners who take their dogs for walks without a lead are wankers. They were the words of our Katie just a while ago.
Hear, hear.
Well, no, you said it.
Yeah.
I'm only paraphrasing what you said.
I'm saying hear, hear to myself. I stand by what I said.
Mary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary?
I'm good, thanks.
Well,
thanks,
Mary, what's your opinion on this?
Well, I had a bad incident with, I have three dogs myself. I was in Wexford, I spend the summer in Wexford, and I was going for a jog down the beach. It's an empty beach. I didn't actually have my dogs with me. And I saw a man coming out of the sand dunes with three large dogs off leash. I'm not afraid of dogs at all, so I kept jogging, but I noticed one of the dogs was a little bit friendly, a little bit hyper, probably a bit young, but he was huge. And I kind of was a little bit worried, but I kept jogging. He was on his phone. The dog ran towards me. I kind of signaled at the owner to say, your dog, your dog. He jumped up at me. He was kind of licking at me. When he was on his back legs, his paws would actually reach my shoulders. And he scratched my back several times. I was trying to run. The owner did nothing. He didn't even call his dog back. The dog ran around, jumped up at me again, scratched my back again, two paws down my back. Kept doing it. I got up to the guy and I said, can you call your dog, please? And he actually told me I was a fucking bag. Shut your mouth, you fucking gee bag. Was what he called me.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I said, are you having a laugh? I said, if your dog can't be jumping up on people like that. And I said, you know, I could be an elderly lady. I could have fallen over, whatever. And he was like, oh, shut the fuck up. He was horrible to me. I went to the guards. No, I got back to the end of the beach and a lady in a car said, oh my God, I saw what happened. Are you okay? I said, well, I'm not scared of dogs. I said, but I think he's hurt my back. And I pulled up my top and she went, oh my God, your back is in bits. There was claw marks all the way down my back, about 8 to 10 claw marks from my shoulder blades down my back. She said, no, you should call the guards. You should call the guards. She said, that's not the first time that man has done things like this with his dogs. So I called the guards. The guards came out. They had a word with him. They took a statement from me and they fined him. And with the fine, they gave it to me. They sent me the check as a kind of way of apology.
So let me ask you then, when you hear a dog owner like Sean, who knows his dog, trusts his dog, takes his dog for walks.
There's 10 metre leads for dogs who like to have a run around. One of my dogs is a reactive dog, high anxiety dog. I've had several trainers try to help me with them. She has terrible anxiety when we're out and about, and I'm not sure what she's capable of, but she does love to run. And I remember the coach said to me, you can buy 10 metre lead dogs, leads, and you can wind them around your arm. You can have them kind of reeled in. And then when you want them to roam free and run around with that kind of freedom, you can unwind it. And it's a big thick black rope, and it lets them have all the freedom they want, but it also gives you the control to call them back in if they are upsetting anybody or they're capable of doing something. There's absolutely no excuse for having a dog off leash now.
Now, Sean, I do have him back on the line here. Sean, you were saying that you very rarely have your dog on a lead. Why don't you have him on one of those retractable leads where you can let him off for 10 metres in the distance and then pull him in if you need to, but you still have him on a lead of some sort?
That lead, if he's 10 metres away from me and I have to pull him in, so if he's going to do damage to anyone, he's going to do damage. That 10 lead is no good.
No, you've got to observe your dog clearly as you're walking.
And I know when I go into a park, you can't be confident.
You cannot be confident, because I'll tell you why.
How can you tell me what I can be with my dog? I have
because
a dog
you don't know your dog's
15 years.
You
he hasn't beaten one kid.
Pal, I've got 3 dogs myself, and one's a high anxiety dog. I've had trainer after trainer, and I can tell you, if your dog likes to
Will you let me speak?
If a child or a man or somebody stood on your dog's paw and hurt your dog's paw, you don't know how your dog will react. Children can pull at dogs' ears and they turn into vicious animals within seconds, and No. There's a reason why dogs should be on lead. I've 3 dogs, and I'd love to let 2 of them off the leash to run wild if they wanted to. But you've got to be observant. You've got to care about people around you. You can't just go off and think, do you know what? It's a free-for-all. I let my dog do what I like. I'll tell you something. Someday what's going to happen is your dog is going to approach the wrong person, and they're going to take a swing at your dog with a hurl. And you will have no leg to stand on. Your dog will be hurt.
Why would you take a swing at my dog for my dog walking over to sniff them? Would you stop now?
I'm not talking about going over to sniff at somebody. I'm talking about a grown ass adult who's nervous of dogs, and it will have a problem with your dog going over. Not just a child who's got high anxiety.
Grown ass adult has to deal with
things.
Sorry,
you
beyond this dog.
What?
I am. Can you put your dog on the lead? There's no problem, my love.
No, if you've got a man who's walking down the beach who's had a fear of dogs all his life, and your dog goes over and he has an issue with that dog and tells you to recall that dog, and your dog doesn't come, that man could freak out and hit your dog or kick your dog or do whatever. You're putting your dog in a bad position. You don't care for your dog. You do not care for your dog's safety. You don't love your dog if you're going to let your dog off the leash like that and expose himself.
I paid thousands and thousands for operations on my dog. Don't tell me I don't love my dog. Just because you have a different feeling towards your dog. Your little dogs, Jack Russell, are the worst dogs for biting people. How do you know what size dog I have?
I said I have 3 dogs. I never said that.
Mary, I want to ask you your attitude.
This is woman power on the radio today, is it?
Well, you're getting bashed out of it.
I'm sexist as well.
Mary, what is your attitude to a dog owner like Sean here and many countless dog owners who trust their dogs enough to take them for a walk and not have them on a lead? What is your attitude and your opinion of people like that?
Okay, first of all, I prefer dogs to humans, right? I absolutely adore dogs. I prefer dogs to humans. I prefer their company, I prefer their time, everything. But I will say, having a high anxiety dog myself, when I go out, I have to sometimes go out under the cover of darkness with the dog, because I actually don't think people realise that when they let their dogs on off the leash and their dog is a lovely little friendly pooch and I'm like, no, keep your dog back, you know, high anxiety here, don't come near. They're going, no, she's grand. And I'm like, no, but my dog's not grand. Keep your dog away. My dog actually goes savage to the point where she vomits when she gets so upset. She'll actually vomit and she will bite my leg to get to that dog. She will turn on me. I'm her human and she will still turn on me and bite the back of my leg.
Okay, so your dog is a very antisocial dog, basically.
Yeah, but then my two other dogs are fine. But my problem is that people, when you go out into society as a person and as a dog owner, you have to be observant of what's going on around you, okay? It's not a free-for-all. Life doesn't work like that. You can't go out and let your dog do whatever you want to do. You can't let your children go out and do whatever they want to do. You have to take some sort of responsibility. And if there's children out there who are terrified of dogs, absolutely terrified of dogs, and this little dopey dog is coming up, even though he's the loveliest, cuddliest thing that your man owns, gorgeous, gorgeous little personality and whatever, and goes up to a child who's absolutely terrified of dogs, and the child is upset after that incident, he cannot justify that. That child has been traumatised by that. We don't know what the after effects of Katie's kid was when she went home.
Well, in fact, you're going to hear in a minute, Katie. I don't know if you've just seen this message.
Amanda just sent it to me.
Okay, we've just gotten a message in from
Scanger 1 and Scanger 2.
The people that Katie described as Scanger 1 and Scanger 2 Millennium Park yesterday.
And can I just say, for the record, before we read this message out, I did say Scanger 1 and Scanger 2. I called it, and this message is going to back up exactly what I said.
I have a message from the people that Katie described as Scanger 1 and Scanger 2, whose dog went towards Katie's daughter yesterday in Millennium Park. I'll read the message in a minute. But Mary, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking, Katie believes that the law should come down like a ton of bricks on dog owners who take their dogs out and don't have them on a lead. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the dog, she described dog owners like that as absolute wankers. That's really what she said. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. I'll be talking to Lorraine in just one moment. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. A dog owner who takes their dog out without a lead is, well, in Casey's words, an absolute wanker.
They are completely irresponsible. You can't predict what that dog's going to do. Like, you can't. I have got two dogs. I have a German Shepherd and I have a Pug. I wouldn't bring either of them out without a lead.
And that's fine.
I think it's completely...
You obviously don't trust your dogs enough.
No, it's not that I don't trust my dogs. It's the environment they're in. What happens as, like people have said, a child comes up to your dog and stands on their paw, or a child comes up and hurts your animal unintentionally. You don't know how your dog or animal's going to react.
Okay,
like,
now,
you don't. You can't predict how your dog or animal's going to react if it gets scared, if a child comes up and startles it, or something like that. How do you know where that dog or animal's going to the dog is going to react?
Well, let me ask Sean. And Sean, I'll just bring you back in for a second. Has your dog ever growled or behaved in an antisocial way around other human beings ever?
In the 14 years that I have my dog, never once. My little child is 5, and my child can feed my dog with a biscuit in his mouth to his mouth. And even the last call that was on saying our dog is hyperactive. How many times a day do you walk your dog? Because you have to, like, I have a boxer, he's fucking so hyper. And even at 14, he's hyper. And I walk him 3 times a day. In the morning before I go to work, when I come home, and just before I go to sleep at night, to get rid of all the energy. He goes to a park.
Lorraine, his answer to my question was no, his dog has never done anything in any way antisocial.
14 years you've had that dog. That dog has never growled at one person, has never showed.
Never in his life has he growled. And I have no reason to lie on the podcast, because as Adrian, I tell you out straight, my dog has never growled at any other person, human being. He fucking loves kids. He adores kids. He'd run over
and
he'd
sit beside him. And I'm sure everyone else that said, my dog loves my kids, and the dog went and mauled their kids.
But hold on, you have a little pug. They're dangerous.
No,
you have
a German Shepherd.
They're dangerous. They're the worst. They're dangerous. But can you control your dog when you're out walking them?
Yes, I can control her. She's been well
trained.
Well,
then what's the fucking issue? If your dog can listen to you and you let your dog off the lead. So hold on, how long have you been? You're telling me you never let your dogs off the lead in the park?
No, there's people around now.
What do you mean? If there's people, so what time do you do? You walk at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's no one around?
No, I don't walk for 4 o'clock in the morning.
Dogs need to be off the lead to enjoy themselves.
So who's to blame for yesterday? Katie's child.
What happened yesterday was the child's fault. No.
And again, I can't stress this enough. And in fact,
I'm making this out that Katie's child is bitten alive. The dog went up and jumped and licked her face.
Let me read the message.
Lorraine, I
want to get both of your reactions to the message from the people that Katie described earlier on as Skanger 1 and Skanger 2. Okay, so have a listen to this. Katie, Skanger 1 and Skanger 2 here from yesterday. That's how the message actually starts.
So they start acknowledging.
We seen your post on Facebook earlier about what happened yesterday, so said we would tune in to hear this. Just to say, we always let our dog off the lead, and he has never attacked a single person. And most people love when he is playing with them. He loves to jump on people and to play with people. He is a big teddy bear. Your daughter overreacted, and so did you. Okay, hang on. Just wait for a second.
I need to have a chat with my 5-year-old. She's so overreacted.
Your daughter overreacted, and so did you. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should take your daughter out in public anymore if she can't handle being around dogs. Katie was so rude calling my fella a dickhead after we put it up to her about her overreaction. We will be doing what we think is best for our dog, so fuck off, in big letters. Next time, we hope he bites you and your kid. Actually fuming here. Maybe keep your kids at home. Now, Lorraine, your reaction to that firstly.
What a pair of morons.
How is her daughter meant to react? How's our 5-year-old overreacting to a dog coming over? She's already nervous of dogs. So how is her daughter meant to react?
And
get down and lie with the fucking dog and say, here, doggy, doggy.
I don't know what you're laughing at, Katie.
We are literally dealing with the lowest common denominator, the lowest of the low here. Just go back to that second line there, sorry.
Your daughter was overreacting.
Reacting? How? She's 5. She's a 5-year-old child.
Here, Sean, what's your reaction to that message?
Well, I think Kate, she's making a laugh and stock it is. I want to ask Kate a question. If that was a cat that came over to your daughter yesterday in the park, because your daughter's been around cats since she's young, would she have had that reaction?
Well, now, a cat isn't standing on its hind legs the same size as a child.
I'd be more terrified of cats pissing at me than a fucking dog growling at me, to be quite honest.
Okay, so this Skanger 1 and Skanger 2 have said...
Skanger 1 and Skanger 2, they're dead right. Keep going to the park and keep putting your dog off the lead. Unless your dog, if you have faith in your dog and you can trust your dog, let him off the lead. Listen, if a dog warden wants to come in and see if he got papers, let them. But as you said, Jeremy, there's fuck all dog wardens in this country. And this government is not going to pump money into dog wardens because, okay, you're off the opinion matters.
John, let's go back to the ultimate, the bones of this message. They actually said, I hope next time...
I don't agree with that part of the post.
I don't agree with that because that's putting bad omens on dog walkers. These people are pond scum. I'm sorry, and I know they're listening.
I also don't agree with you calling them scammers either.
Their message that they sent in.
Well, they're only writing back to what you're calling them. You know what I mean?
Casey, can I just tell you, if I were those people, I'd have my back up as well, being called publicly Scanger 1 and Scanger 2.
I didn't name their actual names. I don't know their actual names. Oh, actually, no, wait, I do know their names now because I messaged in. I don't care.
Okay, well, if you see them in the park next week, are you going to pick your child up? Are you going to put your child away? Do you expect them to put their dog in the lead? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to ask them to come and have tea and coffee with me.
Stop being so
hard. We'd all meet in the yoke and have a coffee.
If you are in Millennium Park next Monday with your children and you see Scanger 1 and Scanger 2 with their dog, what will you do?
Ideally, as a civilised adult, I will continue playing with my children and they will hopefully have their dog on a lead and everybody can get on with their lives.
But you're not going to ring the police now or the dog warden now because there's a dog off the lead.
If the dog was to go for my child again...
The dog didn't go for your child.
He didn't go for your child. But it doesn't matter.
I mean, if
it does. It does matter. Casey, you're making out that it's your child.
You keep cutting in over me, and you're not letting me speak. The dog might not have gone for my child as in attacked my child, but my kid in that moment did not know, neither did I. The point is that my child should be able to go out and play football or play in the park or run around the park without being sized up or seized on by a dog twice her size. That's not okay.
I also think you should get your child.
It's the attitude of people. Oh, I'm going to keep having my dog off the lead and you can basically go fuck yourself if you don't like it. It's about having respect for people. Some people don't like dogs. Some kids don't like dogs. Some adults don't like dogs. Still bring your kids. Is there not a happy medium? You want to bring your kids to your dog to the park? Absolutely do it. But have the respect to keep your dog on a lead.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not a bad news, Al, and a happy new year to you. Happy new year to you all.
And thank you very much, and the same to you, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'm just saying about, you know, the lady on there, she said she had a German Shepherd.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. I remember now, this wasn't in a park or anything, but I remember I was going to visit, I live in County Meath, I was going to visit a friend in Dublin, and I was walking by a neighbour's house, and their German Shepherd came out of their garden and actually bit me, you know. So that's the thing I'd be wary about. That's what I'd be wary, you know what I mean? And you just don't know what way a dog could turn at any given second.
Okay, so do you think that the laws should be stricter on dog owners like Sean who bring their dog out for a walk without having the dog on a lead?
Well, yeah, I think so, because, you know, you just don't know what could be happening. Like, I mean, surely with that particular park, I'm sure there's park rangers there that can enforce it.
I've never seen a park warden or anything of the sort in Millennium Park. Now, I'm sure there are from time to time, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing. All right, fair enough, but you just don't know how different people are going to react to dogs, you know what I mean? And there are people who could have a genuine fear of them, you know what I mean?
Okay, so
I mean, I would apprehend about that for a while after that happened. Now, that was, what, 7 years ago.
Okay, so the people involved in this, the owners of this particular dog, have accused Katie and her child of both completely overreacting, that the dog wasn't in any way threatening, wasn't going to cause any harm. In fact, the dog is a big teddy bear.
Yeah, well, you just don't know about that. I mean, where the child's concerned, you just don't know how she's going to react. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if Katie said that her daughter was traumatized over it. You just don't know how she's going to react further down the line when she's eating on the dog or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, I know from actually being bitten by one that I was apprehensive, even though I was meeting people with dogs on lead.
All right, Brian.
Kind of wary, you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for a second, Brian. Let me bring in just a few more opinions on this. Shanice, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Shanice?
Grand, now, bother, and yourself?
Good, not a bother. What did you want to say on this?
I've been listening in and out the last little while, but I just got the main story anyway. Everyone says, oh, my dog wouldn't attack anyone. My dog wouldn't attack anyone. Because your dog hasn't attacked anyone. As soon as it does, it's put down. And that's why everyone can say their dog doesn't attack anyone.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because actually. Yeah, that's a fair point. They tend not to live after they attack somebody, yeah.
Yeah, then I think Sean there was saying, like, oh, put children on a lead and don't bring your child to the park. In the food chain, or whatever you want to call it, a child is higher, or a human is higher than a dog. If a human kills someone, they're not put down. If a dog does, they are put down. So they're straight away higher than animals.
Would you like to see more serious action being taken by the authorities when a dog is seen in public not on a lead? Which, by the way, happens every single day.
Absolutely. Now, look, I've seen people with dogs walking, you know, without them on the lead, and fair enough, they're in control of them or whatever. But, like, people walk past me and, like, I'm in control of the situation or whatever, but something could do that I could snap, and I'm a human, so easily a dog could snap.
Okay, so you believe that dogs can't be trusted no matter how well you think you know your dog, because they can't be trusted, they should always be on a lead. Always, always, always.
Well, definitely, definitely. And, like, I know, well, I don't know now, I don't have dogs at the minute, so I don't know about how popular dog parks are and like that is. But I'm sure, like, people could get together and organise a secure area, like a park, where there's no children, or unless people want to bring their own children, that's secure, that the dogs can't get out or anything like that. Because, like, out in public, they need to be on lead. I have a 7-year-old that is absolutely terrified. Now, I mean, she's terrified. We dog sitted, she was 6 months old and she was terrified of the dog. Nothing happened to make her afraid of the dog or anything like that. She was born that way. And she goes out and plays with her friends, like, on the street or whatever. And obviously, you know, children run out in the street, you're worried about things happening to them, whatever. But one of my biggest fears when she goes out is if someone's animal gets out of her house, she will literally be traumatized.
And that will be a horrible thing to happen. So, so what do you say then to owners like Scanger 1 and Scanger 2 who are still listening to us about taking their dog out and not having their dog on a lead, the big teddy bear that he is?
No, it doesn't matter. Like, and come here, a big teddy bear, he's bigger than a child. What if that was a little toddler? Like, he was able to knock a 5-year-old. Or what if that was an old woman, you know, like 70 years of age, and he jumped up and she fell, broke her hip or something?
All right, so don't do it. Don't have your dog on the lead.
No, no, do not in any circumstances whatsoever. Good. And what gets me more is I'm riled up now after listening to this. Like, I know people do it, and I understand it's like people do things that they're not supposed to, and we just get on with it. But, like, the people that do wrong things and are pulled up on it and then have the audacity to stand there and think they're still in the right and call everyone else names and say, like, oh, do this or don't bring your child, or you're in wrong. Just stand up and admit it. Sorry, shouldn't have did that.
Okay, thanks very much, and great to talk to you, Shanice. Thank you very much indeed for your opinion. Just before I play our final WhatsApp voice note, Katie, your reaction again to Scanger 1 and Scanger 2?
I think we should meet and talk about it, and we'll sort out yizzer issues like yizzer adults.
Smart arse.
Yeah, my 5-year-old overreacted. I'm sorry, but seriously, what a pair of fools. What a pair of morons. Seriously. Like, what happened during procreation that a human being can turn
I'm sorry I asked you now. Eddie.
Good afternoon, folks. So a quick Google search tells me there was 405 reported dog attacks on humans last year that resulted in physical injuries. Now, that's the only ones that have been reported. So for every dog owner out there that says, oh, my dog wouldn't harm a fly, there's a dog owner somewhere where his dog fucking actually attacks someone. You know, you can never, ever know what an animal is going to do. Your man Sean's a fucking empty head.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. And thank you, Katie, for bringing this to our attention.
I'm very angry. I'm going to burst a blood vessel.
It sounds like
it. What a pair of Muppets, though. Like,
and to Scanger 1 and Scanger 2, thank you for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast.
May not be their real name.
I wouldn't have thought it is their real names. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and on a Saturday at lunchtime. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.